This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 24th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Diamond Aircraft says its new DA-42NG, equipped with a pair of Austro AE-300 170-horsepower turbo-diesel power plants, manufactured by an affiliate of Diamond, has been flown across the Atlantic from Diamond's facility in Austria to the U.S. East Coast and will now be headed for Wisconsin. The company says the plane was flown over seven legs over 2.5 days. Cruise was done at 14,000 feet using 65% power for 155 knots, and fuel burn averaged 5.6 gallons per hour per engine. The plane will be on display all next week at AirVenture. In news which will certainly be of interest to flight schools still using steam gauges, Diamond says its two-place DA-20 has been certified in Canada with the Aspen Avionics EFD-1000 primary flight display. In this particular panel, Aspen's display sits in the center of what would normally be a steam gauge six-pack, retaining the mechanical airspeed, altitude, turn and bank, and vertical speed indicators on each side. The arrangement is specifically aimed at flight schools who want to turn off the PFD's HSI functions at times to simulate a more traditional instrument scan for students. The latest iteration of the Sadler Vampire will be displayed at AirVenture. With 100 LSAs now available in the U.S. market, it's a little hard to keep track, but I'm pretty sure the Vampire is the only LSA built on a scaled-back air-to-ground fighter airframe to be capable of more than plus or minus 6 Gs. The pusher prop sits behind an engine cowl large enough to leave options open for power plants, but Sadler says its current plan A is the 120-horsepower Jabiru 3300 flat 6. The wings are hinged at 2 points like an aircraft carrier-based World War II bomber for ease in trailering. Climbing in and out over the low threshold is easy, and the interior takes cues from the automotive world. Sadler VP David Littlejohn relates, quote, "We're really excited to go from R&D to delivering airplanes. This has been a long road, especially in a challenging economy. I think light sport aircraft are going to emerge as true value leaders in the aviation community, and the Vampire should really deliver on that front," unquote. MSRP starts at under $100,000 U.S. Oshkosh will also see a move to one-up the Terrafugia Transition, last year's flying car sensation. The Switchblade from Samson Motorworks claims motorcycle simplicity in a folding-wing kit plane for the experimental amateur-built market. Unlike a motorcycle, the two seats are arranged side-by-side. Projected price is $60,000 U.S. without engine or avionics. The Switchblade addresses some of the compromises in fly-drive vehicles a little differently than the Terrafugia team chose to. Samson's vehicle uses wings which fold in a scissors motion, locking them into an under-chassis clamshell case to protect them while driving. The nose wheel lifts 5 degrees for takeoff, eliminating the need to rotate, which is difficult with rear wheels far behind the CG. The display at Oshkosh will be an engineering mock-up, but you'll still be able to sit in it and get a feel for the size and layout. The company says the Switchblade will get 60 miles per gallon on the road and 22 miles per gallon in the air at 130 miles an hour, using a two-rotor Wankel power plant burning autofuel. In an interesting twist, there will also be a version sold as a motorcycle for use only on highways. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Bell employees end their strike in Texas. Cirrus names a new sales rep in Japan. And the NTSB wants changes in the Learjet 60. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, John Gilmore, the new national sales manager for Flight Design USA, tells me what it's like to be tasked with improving the sales of what is already America's best-selling LSA. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.